Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, let's see what the heck is going on this goofy planet this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Today's a big day if you got a cat in the house. Today is National Cat Day.
Aww.
40% of cat owners consider themselves their cat's mom or dad and often refer to their cats as their children. And that is disturbing to me.
Boy.
It is weird. Stop doing that. I'm a cat mom.
I'm a cat dad.
A few of those. Yeah.
I can tell you with almost 100% confidence that I will probably never own a cat again.
Did you have one?
I've gone through the cat phase. We had cats growing up. And they gross me out.
Yeah.
So the whole litter box situation, and they go in that litter box and they scratch around, and then you find them on your kitchen counters, and it's not for me.
Well, and
not
then for me. My house, like, we had our cat that went outside in North Dakota growing up. Its name was Tanner, and it always came home pregnant. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, 9 batches of kittens we had to deal with while
it's
we
like
had Tanner.
Night, right? It's like,
I know,
prom night.
It's crazy. So, dang. If you let him make him
nine
stay.
Nine lives,
in,
nine lovers.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Many lovers for Tanner. But
it's like prom night.
Yeah.
Coming home pregnant. My neighbor down a couple houses down from me, he's got like 9 cats now, and he's put little vests on all of them, and he tracks them with GPS. So you see all these cats roaming around, which is the worst thing ever. But they've got these goofy vests on, and then you see him walking around with his phone, like trying to find the cat. You know, he's like walking around, boop, 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 boop. He's got the air tags on him or
something.
What
does his wife think of that?
I don't know.
Does he have a wife?
I know. I thought you were going to say
really? Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say
they're
he didn't
cat family, but it's so funny to see him walking around the neighborhood looking for his cat.
So the vests have the GPS
the
collar?
The vests have
that's
the GPS.
It
is? That's kind of funny.
They were just fancy or waiters or something,
different.
Just walking around in vests.
No, they're not like that.
No,
they're
no,
like
with
a
your
harness.
Martini.
It's like a harness.
Okay.
If they were delivering martinis, I'd probably be fine with the cats wandering around.
Exactly.
Bring me a hard cider, for God's sakes. Amazon, here we go. Here it starts. Planning to eliminate about 14,000 corporate positions. They're restructuring, so they say.
Good
restructuring.
News.
And then they give a whole reason why. But
that's the good news for those corporate folks. They can always pick up a job as a van driver because the season, holiday season's coming up.
Jeez, harsh, Katie.
I'm just saying, like, dang. Amazon probably still has plenty of opportunity for them. They just have to lower their bar a little.
Could be. Could
be.
You
don't get that CEO penthouse.
They have 90 days to seek internal roles. So there you go. Others will receive a severance package, health benefits, and outplacement services. But it's just, I think, the beginning of, we had that story the other day about how Amazon's going to eventually be laying off or not hiring about 600,000 people.
Yeah.
Because the robots can do the jobs. So, yeah, I guess it's
except
starting.
The driving part. Again, they need drivers.
They really don't at some point. It'll
but
be
right now they still do.
Sure they do.
Take advantage this season.
It'll be autonomous at some point, though. And they get the drones. Yeah. Drop your batteries
not
off
yet,
there.
Though.
What else is going on? Oh, look at this. A new Dr. Seuss book is on the way. Can you believe it? Just in time for America's 250th birthday.
A new one?
It's not technically new. It's a manuscript that was found in the Seuss archives, along with a cover sketch and art direction. It's called Sing the 50 States. It's going to teach the kids the name of each state with a little snippet about the states with a little bit of help from the old cat in the hat.
Oh,
I'm excited about this. I'm a huge Dr. Seuss fan.
Yeah, I mean,
where's pre-orders? Comes out June 2nd. Already available for pre-order wherever books are sold. Amazon, Katie.
I like that.
So I saw this morning. I don't know anything about what the pages say, what they say about Colorado, but I threw a little something together. You want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe this is it. Here you go.
Up high in the Rockies where woozles go roam. From Aspen to Estes, they call the peaks home. They whoop through the snowflakes and holler, yahoo! Then slide down to Boulder for buffalo stew. In Denver, the sky is a bright, dizzy blue. The wind does a whirl and the sunshine does too. From Pueblo to Leadville, from Vail to the Springs, the woozles go zipping on zip-zappy wings. Oh, Colorado, what a nice glow, where marmots wear mittens and rivers all flow. The chipmunks eat snow cones beside every stream. Oh, hi, Hattie Sky Patty. Wow, what a show. It's bonkers, it's brilliant, it's Colorado.
Not too bad, huh? I think they should hire me to do some of the voice work.
That's cute. Like, that should be a book. Yeah. I like that a lot, Jeremy.
Right before I did that, I had Katie kick me right in the pills. So I can get the right inflection.
It needs to be higher.
You got a wide foot. You got it all. Thank you for the
covered
swift
that
kick.
Surface
Frank
area.
And beans.
No
there we go.
Boom.
One more thing this morning. Flava Flav has been named official hype man. Yeah. Official hype man and sponsor for the USA bobsled and skeleton teams for the 2026 Winter Olympics.
I love him.
I love this for Flavor Flav.
Flavor of Love started me on my reality love journey. Like, I have loved reality TV shows since Flavor of Love. So, yeah, I love that guy. This is great.
The story says Mr. Flav embodies the same grit, dedication, and pride that defines our athletes.
Well, they go on to say about
excitement and.
Yeah. The excitement, though. He's a great hype man.
His comment was, the partnership is a blessing. It's cooler than Cool Runnings.
Oh.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
He needs to wear a clock around his neck and everything's fine.
He always knows what time it is.
Everything's fine.
Hell yeah. Did we have sports stuff?
We do have sports stuff. Yeah, the Avs had a crazy game last night in which they went up against the New Jersey Devils 5-0, and then all of a sudden, literally in the blink of an eye, it was 5-4.
Oh no.
And then they decided to put up 3 more goals and win the game 8-4. It was crazy. And Victor Olofsson, a new addition to the Colorado Avalanche, had his first hat trick, and we have the last call from our very own Connor McGahee.
Connor?
Yeah.
I hope he screams in it.
Turn over here. Drop pass. Olofsson! Yeah!
Success.
Victor Olofsson, a hat trick for the first time. He makes it 8-4 Avalanche with 2:22 to go in the third period.
Wow. Do you think he's like that at home?
100%.
Right. What's for dinner?
Absolutely. It's spaghetti.
I gotta poop. For the third time today.
Oh, wow. He's such a nice guy, Connor McGahee.
He's a good guy. When you talk to him, his voice is so deep. And it's like you can't help but focus. Like, you when just, he's talking to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he is
mesmerizing. He's got a great voice. Yeah. It's a little Alan Rochey because he does the in-game arena calling for the Broncos games as well. And he gets very low like that. It's pretty impressive. Yeah. So go Avs go. They had a great win last night. And the Nuggets are back in game tonight, actually. So it'll be a fun time to be a Nuggets and Avs fan.
There you go. Let's talk about big pumpkins and big airplanes.
Oh, Brian, the world's largest passenger airplane flying through Colorado once again. That Airbus A380 coming back to DIA. This is between Denver and Munich. So that'd be the flight going to Munich is when it's going to be coming here. So it's not till next year, but they are going to have those flights from Denver to Munich returning for a second season starting in June. It's a huge airplane, so we're going to be seeing a lot more of it come next year.
They went out and interviewed the runway. And the runway was like, oh, God, no.
So heavy.
It's so big.
The thing is it is very impressive to see in person. Like, if you get a chance, if you're out at DIA starting in June when they're having this flight to Munich come back, I mean, it is, like, massive.
The
Airbuses
are the ones that you see where you're like, how do you stay in the air?
I know.
How do you get off the ground?
Yeah. Like, it is, again, really, really a sight to see. So that's coming back to the Mile High City, or DIA, what do we call that?
To the DIA City.
The DIA. giant pumpkins on display as well. This is, I believe, at Denver Botanic Gardens. This one weighs 1,572 pounds in total. It was grown by Chad New. It's going to be carved front of, do you know? Him?
Chad's
you know
a good guy.
Him and his pumpkin
Chad
skills.
Knew.
You're
That's all he
familiar?
Talks about are pumpkins,
yeah,
though.
Right?
Yeah. I used to know him as Chad Old, but now he's Chad New.
He's Chad
reinvented
New.
Himself.
He really has. You know, Chad 2.0.
Yep.
But anyway, so yeah, he is going to have that carved in front of visitors by a professional artist. That's at noon, or rather 9 a.m. until noon tomorrow. So that's going to be at Denver Botanic Gardens. And then it's going to be on display through Sunday, November 2nd at their main location there, 1007 York Street, weather permitting.
Oh,
007
I don't think I'll
York
go to
Street.
There. I've told you.
You want to check it out?
I've told you I feel uncomfortable around those giant pumpkins. There's something unsettling about that big blob of gourd right in front of
you. Well, it's not circular, and the part that's it's on the blob. Ground looks like, so flat because it's so heavy. It just like blah, blah, blah.
I don't like the look of them. They're they make me uncomfortable.
Well, and I saw somewhere where they said pumpkins age like meth heads, where they're just like they sink in and they have no teeth anymore,
soggy,
so they start looking
they look really sad,
funky.
Like
yeah.
they need a job. they disown their family and they're living on the streets.
Yeah. They've burned all their bridges.
Yeah,
that's what they
their
look
hair's
like.
Their hair's a mess.
Exactly.
Torn
smell funny. That's it. That's
pumpkins are meth heads, bro.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
So see it while it's nice and new and shiny, right?
It's always bumming people for cigarettes. I get you. I feel you. That or, they look like something out of my 600-pound life. So that's also what makes me uncomfortable around them.
Also bumming cigarettes.
All right.
Okay.
What else you got?
And then, hey, we talked about this already. Those folks from Florida who got stuck on Engineer Pass last week. Well, Texas says, hold my beer. It happened again. Another couple folks got stranded on that same mountain pass.
Tell me they were in a Jeep again.
Oh, my. They were actually in a truck. I don't know which make it
Probably
was.
Probably a Ram.
Thank you.
Yep,
the couple and their two dogs were rescued from that area in southeast Colorado on Monday, and it prompted the Hinsdale Search and Rescue to release a statement reminding everyone to check the current road and weather conditions before heading into the backcountry. Because same thing, if you go look at these pictures, it's a big truck with big wheels and, you know, a big clearance. Like, it's a big truck.
It's got a lift kit, and you're probably thinking big
tires.
There's
3 feet of snow.
Three feet of snow.
Dang it.
Yeah, you got to check the conditions.
3 feet of snow, and you can see, like, it's just completely, like, just leveled
buried
on that snow. Like, I don't know why. Moving on to the
Katie
next story.
Katie does not work for a 4x4 shop. She's working her way through this. It's all right.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Was he rolling on 35s, Katie, or 38s?
I think so. That's what the picture looked. It might be 40s.
40s, 42s, probably. 40s, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What kind of shocks do you think he had on there?
Good ones. Yeah. Not good ones. They're stuck.
Skyjackers, probably.
Low jackers.
Ranchos.
Ranch.
Low. I love this right now. I love it. What kind of tires do you think he had?
Words. Michelin.
Hey, you got that's pretty good.
Okay,
you knew a tire brand.
It's the marshmallow one, right?
Isn't the marshmallow guy.
That's how I know it.
I can see you roll it into a tire place. Give me the tires with
the marshmallows.
Marshmallow ones.
I need new tires. I may say it that way.
There you go.
Those are
good
marshmallow
tires. Good brand. They wear like steel, Katie.
All right. So,
what else
in
you
case
got?
You wondered, Engineer Pass, steer clear.
If you're from Texas or Florida, don't go there.
Flatlanders, what are you thinking? And then the Denver Police Department, they're getting ready for Halloween season, right? This Friday. So they've released some tips on their social media platforms. They're calling focus on safety. So each day they're releasing a tip for people coming up for Halloween on Friday. And do you want to hear the second piece of advice that they gave yesterday?
Absolutely.
So they said, only snack on treats and sip drinks that are sealed safe and from folks you trust. When in doubt, toss it out.
Tale as old as time. Don't eat anything with razor blades or...
Exactly.
Meth.
But no meth pumpkins.
Those
either.
Pumpkins will be sneaking meth into your Snickers bars.
Careful. By the way, you can follow the Denver PD on their socials if you want all these handy tips for the spooky season.
All these witty little taglines.
I like the focus on safety.
Focus is good.
That was smart. So
hey ChatGPT, give me a witty line for Halloween.
Halloween to focus on safety.
Oh my gosh. I had a good time.
I
Thank
did too.
You. That was Mile High
I
Hype with Jeremy Katie and Josh.